Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin.
Hi guys, and welcome to episode 6 of my Being Human Being podcast. My name's Sam Wild and I'm a coach. And this morning I thought I'd talk about goal mastery. Mastering those goals. I recently did a live into quite a large group on Facebook around exactly this. And it was absolutely amazing how many people found this really, really useful and something that they'd not heard before. And it kind of led me to start asking some questions around, you know, why is it that we set goals the way that we do? Why is it that we find them so hard to achieve? Are they actually useful? Should we bother setting them in the first place? When I was a personal trainer, one of the things that we used to do was set SMART goals. You know, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, timely. As if the goal was something that was the thing that's going to set us free, that was going to give us something that we didn't already have. And what I've begun to see is actually is quite the opposite. That what we don't have doesn't make us any happier. It's the recognition of what we truly are and who we truly are that does. You see, generally speaking, people set goals from a place of lack. They set goals from a place of want. Or need, should I say. It's more need than want, really. Want can be key, but need is often quite destructive. So we have an experience. Let's use an example of this. I had a client recently who wanted to lose weight. She's an entrepreneur. She's busy. She's got a lot on. She's got a family. And she wanted to lose weight. And I asked her, why do you want to lose weight? It seems like a really simple question. And she said, because I'll be happier. I'll be more content. I'll like myself more. And I said, that's not really the question that I was asking. Let me ask that again. Why is it that you want to lose weight? Where did this goal come from? And she was a bit taken aback because I think in her mind, her experience was, well, I've had this idea that I want to lose weight and that's me. And so therefore I'm going to lose weight. And I said, how's that worked out for you in the past? And she said, well, it has done many times. I've lost weight loads of times. I said, okay, if it had really worked, would you have lost weight lots of times? Or does that really mean that you're successful with this? And I meant it in a loving way, obviously. And we had a bit of a laugh about it. But she agreed. She said, well, actually, really what I want is to keep the weight off. I want to keep this weight off of me. So we explored the nature of goals, why they're set in the first place, and what she started to see and what I started to see from talking to her was that she had a feeling. It all started from a feeling. She looked at herself in the mirror. She didn't like what she saw. She didn't feel good enough. She felt that if she could be thinner, she would like what she saw. She'd be happier. So therefore, the goal was set. The goal was set based on a feeling. A feeling of not being good enough, or what she perceived as a feeling of not being good enough, is something that played out in her life a lot of the time from when she was younger. So her goal was set from a feeling. Now the danger with that is that we know that feelings are transient, they come and go. We don't necessarily choose them either. They come and go. So when you're feeling like that, when you're feeling kind of down, but you're not feeling good enough, the goal is going to be, it's going to be present. It's not going to be easy, but the goal will be present. Hey, listen, if I can achieve this, then I won't have this feeling anymore. So therefore, you go off and you try and achieve it. Great. The problem is that when that feeling isn't there, then things get more difficult. Because the goal was set from a feeling, the feeling's not there. You've got nothing to remind you. You've got nothing there in front of you saying, hey, listen, this is your goal. Keep going. Friday night comes around. You finish work. You're relaxed. You're chilled. Oh, I'll just have the wine. It'll be okay. I'll have the beers. It'll be okay. I'll have the chocolate. It'll be okay. Oh, I won't go to the gym. I'll go back on Monday. Now, it's my experience, or it's beginning to be my experience working with people, especially high-achieving people, that a goal isn't a place to create. A goal isn't something to create. It's a place to create from. So talking to this client of mine, we explored what that really meant. What does it mean to have a goal as a place to create from rather than a place to create, or something to create, or a place to get to? And after quite a lengthy discussion, we came to the conclusion that for her to create what she wants, she needs to understand how to create it from a certain place, which was, I need to be willing to do the work even when I feel I don't want to. What do I want today to be about? What are the difficult decisions I haven't been making up to now that I need to make now in order for me to have what it is that I want right now? And interestingly, what starts to happen when we create from a certain place instead of a goal being way, way off, because when we look at that goal that's way, way off, we often compare it to ourselves to what we don't have now. And that can really suck. That feels quite hard because we're constantly looking at what we don't have. So instead, what's happened is she started to work from a place of wholeness, from a place of completion. And her goal is about what she really, truly wants, what really lights her up. And that's about the right now. It doesn't mean to say it's not hard. It doesn't mean to say she's not going to have to make difficult decisions. But her goal was to make choices based on what she wants, not what she feels she wants. She's acknowledged that it's not going to feel easy. She's acknowledged that she's going to have to do some work even when she doesn't feel motivated. And the best thing about this was her, one of her goals became to work with me in our sessions around how she interprets, how she understands, how she experiences her own feelings and her own thoughts. And interestingly, this isn't something I asked her to do, but she dropped her long-term goal. When she dropped her long-term goal in front of me on the screen when we were talking, the emotion came to the surface. There was relief there. There was some joy there. There was some lightness there. The heaviness of the goal had disappeared. And now she spends her days showing up from a place that she wants to show up from. And like I said, it's not always easy. Of course it's not. Our feelings come and go. They're transient. But what can be consistent is how we experience them, our understanding of our feelings and our thoughts. Truth. When people ask me what I do as a coach, it's that. I explore truth with people. I'm not interested in what we believe, in what we think we believe, in what we assume. I want to know the truth of someone's experience, because what I've seen is that truth is always a way to set us free. You can't argue with truth. So the question I have for you, because I always want to leave some value on these podcasts. The question I have for you is your goal helpful? Is your goal useful? Are you assuming that you have to have a goal? What would happen if you looked at your goal as a place to show up from? Who do you need to be? How do you need to work? How do you need to act in order to create what you want? And the cool thing about all of this is that it's not about the end goal, because when we get to the end goal, we want something else. This is about the experience of creating a goal. And I've seen it time and time again. Someone comes back to me, I had an incredible week this week, Sam. Not because it's been easy, not because I haven't had a pretty shit time at certain points, but because my experience has changed. My experience of my feelings and myself and how I show up to my life has changed. It's really cool. So that's it from me, guys. If ever you've got questions or you want to get in touch, you want to talk about your goal, then you can email me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. You can join my group on Facebook, Wake the F Up. We're actually running a 5-day challenge at the moment, and another one will be running in January 2020. So feel free to jump in on that. Lots of love to you. Have an awesome day, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.